This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Just let the man play golf. Are you kidding me? You know, okay, it's August. It's hotter than hot. And, you know, President Obama played golf, right? Didn't he? He played basketball. I think it is so ridiculous and so petty, and it frustrates the hell out of me seeing this. So I guess Donald Trump is on a 17-day break, like a getaway, but he calls it a working vacation. And look, I trust that he works. I think he's a workaholic. There's a lot of things that I think is kind of interesting about this presidency. You know, for Donald Trump to be who he is, you know, being a real estate mogul and, you know, I don't know, you know, into so many different financial endeavors, shall we say, and then now he's president. Yeah, I don't really see him. And what, he's 70? How old is Trump now? 72? I got to double check. 71? For him to be running around the place and not taking a vacation, I have to say that's pretty admirable. Okay, and, you know, we're not sitting here. This segment isn't, you know, just about how, you know, wonderful our current administration is. It's from a health standpoint. I am really shocked. I got to look it up. I apologize, guys. I got to look up Donald Trump's age. I thought it was 71 because he was 70 when he ran, right? Donald Trump age. Thank God for Google. 71. See? Yeah, see? He was born June 14th. I'm June 16th, so he's a Gemini. If I ever see him, I need to tell him that. But I do have one request. If Donald Trump is on his quote-unquote working vacation, we got National Blood Donation Week coming up, September 4th through the 10th. And for anybody in the Trump administration that can have him bend his ear, can you please tell him we need him to help us declare this? It's bipartisan. It's something that's going to make a lot of hospitals, a lot of blood banks, and a lot of people happy. So National Blood Donation Week is September 4th through the 10th. If Donald Trump could help us declare that, that would be absolutely awesome. And I promise I won't make fun of his hair or make fun of the Apprentice show or anything like that as long as he does this for us. But, you know, people, it's everybody gets all frustrated, their panties all up in a bunch when a president goes on vacation, right? And the reason why is the presidents get to go on vacations that we only dream about sometimes. Now, can I just say that, you know, when we see our presidents go off, you know, to Europe and, right, didn't President Obama his last month in office decide to take a European trip? Right? You know, well, I'm going to go see Europe. Okay, and, you know, did the media blast him for, you know, using public dollars to take his family on a trip to Europe? Yeah, maybe they did. Maybe, you know, I didn't hear about it. So if Donald Trump wants to, you know, stay in the country, spend his money there, okay? And isn't he not even taking salary? I don't even think he's taking salary. You know, just cut the guy some slack, all right? We're supposed to be finding out pretty soon all the things that Congress did in terms of what they've accomplished, since all we're getting in the media is how they failed to pass health care. So that'll be interesting. One thing I'd like to tell you guys is I really think the country's moving positively, and the reason why I could say that is, you know, I, from a doctor, I have to look at the health care and our health care system perspective. And yesterday I was at a white coat ceremony. Now, do you guys know what a white coat ceremony is? Okay, this is new. They didn't have white coat ceremonies when I was in medical school. I guess that's when it originated. It originated actually before I went to medical school, but it wasn't widespread. I guess what white coat ceremonies are is when the new students, whether they're medical, MD, DO, whether they're dental students, chiropractic, physical therapy, pharmacy, nursing, occupational therapy, physician assistant, podiatry, optometry, etc., where all these health science fields, when the students, I guess, is it matriculate, when they come into medical school or come into their health science postgraduate training, there's a ceremony, not a graduation because we're just starting the training, but a white coat ceremony. And it's where they get their white coats. And it's very cool. I've never been to one of these. Because with us, we got our white coats, I think, halfway into first year. And then we all got them dirty because I think we all went to eat. There's this place near UNR Medical School called The Wall. And it's across the street from the medical school. So we go, and that's where we have hot wings and chicken fingers and whatever. So I think we're all wearing our white coats, and we all got them all dirty. So they weren't really white by the time we finished. But these white coats kind of signify that you are entering the health sciences, whether you're in nursing, occupational therapy, physical assistant, doctors of osteopathy, medical doctors, etc. And so it's a fascinating feeling. And I was watching these students, and I got to see nursing students and nurse practitioner students doctorate of nursing, doctorate of physical therapy, and all sorts of stuff. And I got to tell you, and I call them kids just because they're younger than me, but a lot of them weren't. There were some that were older than me, all right? And they really look like they have a good head on their shoulders. And everybody panics about the millennials. They go, oh, man, the millennials, they're lazy. Oh, no, they're not. I got to tell you, what I see with these millennials is, maybe it's because I'm a teacher now and I'm a professor. I'm an assistant professor. I haven't gotten all the way to professor yet. That takes a while because I've only been doing it about a year, year and a half. But as an assistant professor, or just to make things, you know, as a teacher, you kind of get to see what they're about. And, you know, we talk about millennials a lot on the show. And I think, guys, we're going to be okay. Those of us older that are expecting the millennials to take care of us, I think we're going to be okay. I think what's happening to the millennials, which is why they're living at home, is maybe not a bad, bad thing. I think millennials are going to give rise to a lot of ingenuity and creativity to jobs later. Now, mind you, from the medical professions, these guys, they have it. They're dedicating their lives to fields where there's not a lot of money anymore, not a lot of prestige, and God bless them. And I saw a lot of people yesterday that are dedicating their lives to healthcare, and I think any one of them could take care of me. But I want to talk about why this millennial generation may not be as foregone as we think. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got some breaking news. A middle school teacher in Las Vegas, Nevada, has died of tuberculosis. And from what we understand, she has potentially exposed more than 100 people to tuberculosis. Ann Schiller, the school's principal at Fremont Middle School, sent a phone message to parents on July 11th saying that an individual at her school has recently been diagnosed with an active case of tuberculosis. It said that public health officials would contact families within the next few days if their kids need to be tested. Now, a school district employee identified the victim who died July 19th at Sunrise Hospital as Maria Alvarez. She was a special education teacher at the school. The employee, speaking on a condition of anonymity, said the district was working with the Southern Nevada Health District to ensure that any employees or students who came into contact with the victim were tested for the bacteria. Now, a chief nurse for Clark County School District said she could not provide the victim's name or title or even confirm, if Alvarez was the victim. But from what we understand, Sunrise Hospital Medical Center confirmed that she died there July 19th. They could not release the cause of death, but then in another letter we were told that that it was probably due to tuberculosis. So, let's quickly review tuberculosis. This is it's one of those illnesses that it used to be a worldwide, it was one of the top killers. It was consumption. Took millions and millions of lives. And in America, we don't seem to talk about it as much. However, it still ranks in the top three causes of death, right? Worldwide, right? It is still a huge threat, right, to global health. And they say one third of the world's population is infected with tuberculosis. And so for us to think, well, here we're in America, we're okay, we don't even need to vaccinate it, we're wrong by that. So TB, it was first discovered back in 1882 by Robert Koch. And I think Robert Koch is the same one who came up with Koch's postulates. And, you'll see K-O-C-H in a variety of medical textbooks. We believe that's the same one. He found the bacteria, Mycobacterium tuberculosis. And it's kind of a waxy, has this waxy wall surface to it, and it's an acid-fast-staining bacteria, which is why some of you will say, they did these AFB smears on me. Well, we'll get to that later. It's because it's called an acid-fast-type staining. But one thing about tuberculosis is it needs oxygen to survive. You got these aerobes, and you got these anaerobe bacteria, okay? So aerobes are bacteria that really need air, really need oxygen. Anaerobes are bacteria that can live in low oxygen areas, and then they make a lot of gas, and we see that with botulism. We could see that with some bugs that'll infect within the body, and you're like, well, if it's not getting oxygen because it's not out in the air and it's not, and it's kind of encased, there's some bacteria that are very oxygen I don't want to say resistant, but they don't need as much oxygen. Not with tuberculosis. They need oxygen, which is why tuberculosis will settle in the lungs. So it's passed by aerosol or droplet transmission, where you sneeze, you cough, you spit on somebody else, and aerosol droplet, even kissing, could give somebody TB. But they've also found that it could grow on contaminated surfaces, like cockroach feces and they've been able to culture it from surfaces that were contaminated. And so if you are exposed to tuberculosis, your symptoms, usually a cough that won't go away, like a cough greater than 3 weeks. If you cough up blood, that's a biggie. If you have pain with coughing or breathing, if you have weight loss, fatigue, fever, if you have night sweats, if you have chills, if you lose your appetite. Now, some of you will say, whoa, hold the phone. A bronchitis will give you a cough for 3 weeks. And sometimes you even get a little blood in bronchitis. True. Which is why we always ask, do you have any blood in your sputum and how long the cough has been? And we consider testing you for tuberculosis. Some of you will say, wait a second, you could have pneumonia. You could have cough. You could have pain with breathing. You could have blood with pneumonia. Absolutely. And when we do treat you for pneumonia, we also screen you for tuberculosis. Well, we should be if we're not. Some people say, well, wait a second, weight loss of appetite, you can get that with pneumonia, you can get that with TB also. So any severe bronchitis or severe lung infection, we have got to consider tuberculosis. Somebody will say, well, that sounds like lung cancer. You're coughing up blood, you lose your appetite, weight loss. Absolutely. Cancer kills just like tuberculosis can kill. Tuberculosis is deadly. So, either way, you're coughing up blood and you're losing weight, you got to get checked. And it may not be lung cancer, it could be tuberculosis, which we can treat. So how do we diagnose it? Well, everybody says, well, you diagnose it by doing one of those PPD skin tests. No, that's not how you diagnose it. Those PPD skin tests are for screening. We diagnose you by doing an x-ray. Okay, we are going to x-ray you. You're coughing up blood. You're losing weight. You're feeling like crap. We're going to do a chest x-ray. And we may see like an effusion, which is fluid. We may see a consolidation, which is an area of the lung obscured with fluid or infection and infiltrate. We may see lymphadenopathy, swelling of lymph nodes. We may see Gomes lesions, which are like necrotic calcified focus of infection, or a Gomes complex, which is a lesion that has this calcified granulomas are basically kind of like calcified footprints or scars from an infection. And Gomes complex are pretty characteristic of tuberculosis. We also see lymph nodes involved. And these bacteria could sit there and they could reactivate. But what we do is after a chest x-ray, we want to get some cultures or we want to get some smears. Now, a culture takes too long. Growing out, this is so slow growing, tuberculosis, that it takes about 4 to 6 weeks. Well, you can infect a whole city by then. So, well, a country even. So we don't want to wait 4 to 6 weeks. We'll culture you, but in the meantime, what we'll do is we'll stain the, we'll do an acid fast stain. We do at least 3 of them. To look at the sputum, the stuff that you make, the mucus. And then we look at that. It's usually a quicker diagnosis. We can, you know that almost instantaneously. Sometimes what we have to do is even biopsy the lung. So we may do a biopsy of the lung because, remember, you got a lesion, you're bleeding, you're losing weight. We're going to biopsy and make sure you don't have cancer. So that's something that, will also give us a diagnosis. Again, then we'll talk about the screening. We'll do the skin test in a little bit, but we'll talk about the screening. So does tuberculosis ever spread from the lung? Absolutely. You can have something called extrapulmonary tuberculosis. So extrapulmonary means it's beyond the lung. And so with extrapulmonary, it can, like, go to your GI tract. It could go to your genital urinary system. It could go to the lymph nodes. It could even line the meninges of the brain. Now, some people confuse this extrapulmonary tuberculosis with miliary or disseminated. Miliary or disseminated is where it just goes throughout the body. So if you guys look up x-rays online of tuberculosis and you see it all powdery throughout the lung, that would be a miliary TB, or a TB that disseminates. And it could disseminate throughout the body, go to the heart, brain, bone. You got tuberculosis in the bone. Latent tuberculosis is where it kind of hides out and it can reactivate. And so there's like a primary infection and then you could get like a secondary or reactivation infection. Most of these secondary infections isn't that you got infected for a second time. It's because you had a latent sort of tuberculosis and it reactivated. So we treat you. Usually your treatment is going to be about 6 to 9 months. And we use isoniazid, rifampin, ethambutol, and pyrazinamide. And these are real heavy medications. And for the first 2 months, you're going to be on all 4. It's kind of an intensive phase. Then you go through a continuation phase of only the INH, we call it, or isoniazid and the rifampin. We do that for the next 4 months. And for sometimes, we need to keep you on for 9. If you have HIV, you're going to be on it longer. If you're pregnant, if you have latent TB, you're going to be on it for 9 months. These medications could cause liver toxicity. And with that INH, we got to watch your vitamin B6. There is a vaccine. It's been around since the 1920s. It's the most common vaccine given outside the U.S., but it doesn't work as well. It's only about 50% effective. And due to its high cost, we really don't give it in the United States. And also, people who have had a TB vaccine, when they do their TB test, it'll sometimes show a positive. So we screen you by those little skin tests, those TB tests. Sometimes we do the 2-step, just in case you have a false negative with the first one. And then we also have blood tests like QuantiFERON, these interferon gamma release assays. These blood tests will give us results in about 24 hours. So healthcare workers, prisoners, nursing homes, alcoholics, those with HIV are at high risk for TB. Especially if you live in India, Indonesia, China, Nigeria, South Africa, Philippines, Pakistan, or Bangladesh. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, people, so we need to know, I guess we need to kind of wrap our heads around what the future generations are going to, one, what makes them tick, and how they're going to help us, okay? You know, my 10-year, 20-year plan, right? You know, you have a 5-year plan and a 10-year plan and a 20-year plan. My 20-year plan involves millennials. I don't know if it's going to involve my kids because, I hope my kids go to school and can later support me, but I'm really, really counting on the millennials because that's, where Social Security and Medicare is going to get their funding, and I guess they're going to decide whether I need to go into a home or not. So, which is why I'm kissing up to the millennials. I'm a big fan of the millennials. So, who are the millennials? So, the millennials are technically those that reached adulthood in the 21st century. Okay? So they were born probably 1976 on. There's been a lot of debate. Were they born in 1980 on? Roughly, if they became an adult, all right, 18 to 21 on up, okay, when they reach the year 2000, they're a millennial. Now, they're also known as, I believe, Generation Y, is it? Generation Y? So my generation is Generation X. We were people born past 1965. And maybe 1965 to 1980-something. Personally, I think a millennial would be somebody born in the 1980s. I really don't like this definition of the 70s. According to Iconoclast, they say 1978. Newsweek said 1977 to 1994. I really believe it's the way Time Magazine said, if you were born between 1980 and the year 2000, that would kind of put you in the millennials. And, I got a son who was born in 2000, and he's 17 years old now. I don't know if I would call him a millennial. I'd call him Generation Z. Okay, so basically, it's the young people. And from what we understand, the kind of what makes it tick is social media. They say 50% of millennials consider themselves politically unaffiliated. Close to 30% consider themselves religiously unaffiliated. They have the highest average number of Facebook friends. Okay? With an average of 250 friends, Generation X is 200. Wait, I got 5,000 Facebook friends. 200 by foot. 55% have posted a selfie or more to social media sites versus 20% of Generation X. Generation X is a more private generation than the millennials. Generation X, we like our privacy. We weren't into the whole sex tapes and putting videos of ourselves. I mean, when I was in a bathing suit, I wore a bikini in my days. I did not want anybody taking a picture because I thought I saw one little baby dimple of cellulite once, and I was like, oh, hell no. Now I'm all about the cellulite, right? I'm all about that base and the cellulite, so that's me. They say 8% of millennials claim to have sexted, whereas 30% claim to have received sexts. Those are texts that are sexy messages. They send a median of 50 texts a day. As of 2012, only 19% of millennials say that others can be trusted. So, it's very interesting. They have less of a trust factor than we do, even though they have less privacy issues. So I think that's kind of fascinating. All right. Then they say there are 76 million millennials right now in the United States based on research of who was born between 1978 and 2000. They're the last generation born in the 20th century, and 20% have at least one immigrant parent. Now, a report came out in Money Magazine and CNBC saying that millennials are saving money, and they are prioritizing differently than we did. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, of course they're saving money. They're living at home. Yeah, and I find that also with my son, who I would consider Generation Z, born after the year 2000, because he was born February 2000. He has no problem living at home. I mean, when I was his age, I was clawing at the screen door. I wanted to move out. I hated sharing a room. I hated the apartment. Even if we had a house and we had some good years, I could not stand the rules. I hated the rules. I want to make my own rules. I want to do it myself, even if I have to live in the worst neighborhood and, live on $6 a week for food and eat a bunch of top ramen. I'm not seeing that much with these other kids. They're like, no, home's good. Now, maybe one of the reasons for that is we don't beat the children as much as we used to. Okay? So these kids aren't getting beat. Maybe it's because parents are gone because they're working. A lot of parents are gone. Right? I mean, for me, my mom worked off and on, but when she came home, I basically got yelled at almost every day of coming home from school. Now the kids come home, I'm gone. I don't get home till 6 at night. These latchkey kids. So they run the house. These kids run the house, so why would they move? There's no need to move. According to a Merrill Edge report, They say young people are outperforming everyone in saving. Millennials are the first generation to plan long-term for financial freedom instead of retirement. 63% of millennials are saving to live their, quote, desired lifestyle, as opposed to 45% of both baby boomers and Generation Xers. 55% of boomers and Generation Xers are saving to leave the workforce, whereas millennials are more lukewarm. They say only 37% of young people have that goal in mind. So, you see, when I... Okay, so I'm a Generation X, right? So, for me, it was all have to. Well, I got to go to school, I got to get married, I got to have kids. These are things I got to do. We were the got-to generation. You got to do it. You got to exercise. You got to do your workout. You just got to do this. You got to brush your teeth. You got to eat your vegetables. You got to finish your plate. You got to do this. We were the, quote, got-to generation. Now, the millennials aren't. The millennials have choices. I don't have to race home for a television show. It's going to be there no matter what. I could tape it, DVR it. I don't have to race. Food. I don't have to wait, to cook my food or whatever. Food's pretty instant now. I don't have to go to college because college doesn't guarantee you a job. I don't have to get married. I don't have to get married. You're able to have families without getting married these days. I don't have to have kids. Why do I have to have kids? Who made that rule? Many of them, like it says, are not really a part of a religion, so this fruitful and multiply doesn't ring in their heads. For me as a kid, it did. I'm supposed to be fruitful and multiply. I'm supposed to be fruitful and multiply. So I got to be fruity. And it just was ingrained. Not with this new generation. So there's no rush for them to leave the house. Now maybe they are saving. And some of them are saving for the car they want, or for the electronics they want, or for the house they want, or the lifestyle they want. They're being more selective. Now, you have the other part of the generation where they really don't want to be that selective, they just can't find a job. Okay? Or they aren't finding their dream job. So they're finding easier ways to live. You see more roommate situations, you see more kids living with parents. They're like, look, I got one shot at life, YOLO. You only live once, and I'm going to work a job that I want to. Well, that wasn't our generation, the generation before. It's, you find work, you grab it. Doesn't matter how much you dislike it. You get work. You need to support a family. Well, now, if you don't have money to support your family, there's government aid. So there's not that urgency. So maybe they're going to be more, this creativity that we're starting to see come out of that generation of, I like to drive, so I'll Uber. Or I like to sell things and be online, so I'll eBay. These millennials came up with some really, really interesting businesses. And, this is what's driving that generation. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So legendary Bengals quarterback Boomer Esiason, if I pronounce that right, says he thinks that all football players probably have CTE. He's been in the NFL for 14 years. And he played in the 80s and 90s, mostly with the Cincinnati Bengals. He's 56 years old, now works as a commentator for CBS Sports. And he believes that his brain would unfortunately show signs of CTE. 2 weeks ago, it was said he was supposed to show in all but one of 111 former NFL players who donated their brains to science had the disease. So CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, causes confusion, depression, and eventual dementia. He said if he died tomorrow and his brain was donated to science, the 56-year-old former player Boomer would possibly have signs of CTE. He said, I think all football players probably have it, the way I read it, the way I see it. He has a radio show called Boomer and Carton. You know, this degenerative disease that happens after blows to the head, you know, it's not just football. You know, we could see this in boxing, in a variety of sports. You know, cheerleaders get concussions, hockey players, etc. Esiason played in the NFL from 84 to 97. He started his career with the Bengals, then he moved to the New York Jets and the Arizona Cardinals. Then he returned to Cincinnati for his final season. You know, they say also in another research article that the longer your football career, the more severe case of it. So, you know, meaning it has to be the repetitive nature of the concussions. Can one concussion do it? Absolutely. But you're at higher risk the more you have. Researchers at Boston University and the Boston's Veteran Affairs Health System looked at brains of 202 high school, college, and semi-professional NFL players. And they found increasingly severe CTE in players who spent more time on the field. Dr. Ann McKee of Boston University says, my hope is we'll stop arguing about whether or not this is a problem and whether or not it needs to be addressed. So, attention issues, memory issues, mood disorder, headaches, even dementia. Now, the players in this study have played football for an average of 15 years. So some people will say, wait a second, if you're only in the NFL for one or two, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, you're in the NFL. What about your college playing? What about your high school playing? That all counts. So, being in football, you know, kids, Pop Warner, they could very easily have been in football for longer than that. So the players they looked at had played football for an average of 15 years and died at a median age of 66 years old. And right now we could only diagnose chronic traumatic encephalopathy after you die. That's when we could take a sample and look at the brain tissue. They said three high school players identified with CTE had mild symptoms, but the majority of college and semi-professional players had severe signs of the disease. 86% of the professional players had severe CTE. They said players with the most severe CTE were most likely to report clinical symptoms. Of the 84 participants with severe CTE, 95% had cognitive symptoms, 89% had behavioral, 85% had signs of dementia. Now, okay, we need to take a step back. Many of you who played, and a lot of you guys have played, all right, there's a lot of us who sustained concussions, had some sort of head injury, either with car accidents, etc. And when you hear something like this, you go, well, wait a second, it's not just NFL players, it could be any of us, and we all could be at risk for CTE. What do we do? Well, right now, we do nothing. It's more prevention. Okay. All this that we're studying is going to be concentrating and centering on future brain injury. But if you hurt yourself and you had issues to the brain and you have mood disorders or whatever, you could still live a good life. And this has really scared a lot of people out there. One of my listeners wrote me saying, look, you know, I had concussions in school. What's next for me? So what I recommend is if you do have any mood issues, if you do have any memory loss, attention issues, early signs of dementia, you get yourself seen by a neurologist and a cardiologist. You know, a lot of us will have memory loss and issues with age. That's just par for the course. That just comes with aging. We can accelerate our dementia having high blood pressure, having diabetes, having high cholesterol. So we want to avoid that, right? And so we want to keep our blood pressure down, keep our sugar in control, keep our cholesterol down. We want to make sure we're keeping our brains active. If we are having severe symptoms, such as rage and anger issues, etc., that needs to be controlled. Maybe you need therapy. Maybe you need an SSRI, a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. because that coupled with lower serotonin could, you know, make you, very edgy and volatile. So, you know, people are freaked out that, oh my gosh, you know, I played football, I played a sport, I could have CTE. Again, you know, be evaluated for your current symptoms and avoid any future trauma. And, you know, try to, concentrate on good brain health. And for good brain health, what we need to do is we need to make sure we're, you know, getting good blood supply to the brain and, making sure it's perfused as well as possible. And, you know, like, it's frustrating. Now, okay, so the future generation. So, you know, I have two boys. My older one had played football. He's not playing football anymore. Now he's into lacrosse. Does he still have his head in lacrosse? Yeah, my younger one, too. Do I pull them out of sports? It's a decision I need to make, not only as a physician, but as a mom. I don't know what I want to do in that respect. I mean, you know, they want to play, and I don't blame them, you know. They like sports and teamwork and the camaraderie and having a coach and learning strategy. I think playing a sport in school is vital for kids' development. It's just, what do we do to prevent these injuries and these long-term injuries? If your kid does not need to be hit on the head, don't make your kid get hit on the head. Don't allow your kid to get hit on the head. How do we make these sports safer? I don't know. I mean, already these football helmets are pretty phenomenal, but it's just not enough. I mean, you have a 250, 300-pound lineman going after you and smacking you in the head, you know, you're gonna get dazed. There's no way around it. And the football industry is huge. It is such a money-making industry, and it's so huge in terms of entertainment, and I'm just as guilty. I cannot wait for football season. I'm counting the days. I love watching football. And the games where, it's hard to admit, but, you know, the All-Star game that they play after the Super Bowl, it is boring as heck. You know, not that I want to see people get hurt. I can't stand seeing people get hurt. But you feel it when people aren't playing at their best. And, you know, at the All-Star game and the Hall of Fame game or whatever, nobody wants to hurt themselves, and good. The game is boring. Not much gets done. It's just not the game. So, you know, we need to be prepared as a society to, you know, start seeing football fall by the wayside and football become unentertaining as we have to protect our players. Now, somebody had suggested, well, look, it's the player's life. If they want to, you know, get hit in the head like a boxer, if they want to, do these heroics, for people, they have a right to do it. People have a right. Well, that may be a legal issue that comes into play, where, you know, if players really want to play and they don't want anybody being their mommy when it comes to their brain and their health. But I don't really see, you know, a lot of future players as parents, especially us mommies, go, oh, hell no, you're not going out there on the field. 1-877 Doc Daly, don't go away.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.